What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. I know you're going to listen to this because Jelly Haha is like our number one topic almost. So.
And we've been covering it like nobody else.
So. That's true. So I know you're going to listen. But anyway,
free real estate.
It is free real estate. anyways, my name's Josh, here today with a good buddy, Adam.
Yeah.
And this is All Gas, No Trash.
It is indeed.
And this is the obligatory No Curse Minute sponsored by the Game Rage magazine, which is to ensure that our place in the algorithm goes up higher, especially on our favorite privacy-enabling search engine, DuckDuckGo.
I'm telling you, man, you don't understand. When it says external sources, DuckDuckGo comes up.
I'm sure it does.
With Google searches,
I'm sure it's because of the No Curse Minute. Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you, actually, that that's why.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, that's over. So
that's Jover.
Jover, yeah. So, okay, so today we're doing a part two of checking out Jelly Haha's latest single, Normalize, along with some revelations and insights that Adam has gleaned or glistened, if you will. And the reason why we're doing a part two is because Adam, his balls were in such a tizzy that he couldn't wait until our normal recording days to do it. So he's like, oh, I just gotta do it right now. I gotta do it right now. So he threw up his own episode.
It's more of a thing about staying on top of things.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I can't let fucking KCRW beat us to the punch, dude.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck them, 1,000%.
I can't let it fucking happen because we are the music. Well, we're not music makers, but you know that line from Willy Wonka.
Hold on. We are technically we are music. I make music. All right. So technically,
Yeah. Or we make music in the same sense that mobsters make a person.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just made a new interpretation of that phrase.
Yeah.
We are the music makers. We give people the rub.
Yeah.
You know, under the table.
Yeah, under the table. hand rubs. All right. Rub and tug, if you will.
Yeah. And that just turned into the fucking No Curse 230.
2 minutes and 30 seconds. Well, we cursed for a minute and a half of it, so whatever.
Well, no, I mean, it beat the 1 minute mark.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, all right, so today we're talking about that, Jelly Haha, and I will say full discourse, okay, or full transparency, I have not listened to the song. Disclosure, that's the word.
Full discourse.
Man, I'm an idiot.
Well, I mean, this is a discourse itself.
That's true.
Yeah, so I guess does work.
It does work. Okay, so I have not listened to the song, and I did not listen to the episode you recorded on purpose, because I didn't want my opinion to be swayed by anything you said.
Okay.
So, also, just full, again, even further disclosure, I wouldn't have listened to it anyways because I hate you, but no. anyways, all right. So let's, well, fuck it. Let's just, wait, would you want to give any of this info first, or do you want to listen to the song first?
Whatever works for you. Whatever.
All right, fuck it. Let's listen to the song first since I've heard it. So okay, let's get that right out of the way. All right. So fire up your internets, your Google machines, your DuckDuckGoes, and search up Jelly Haha Normalize. Here we go. Oh, and real quick, before we start, we're watching the music video, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, let's fire up the music video so you can, you know, you can know what the fuck we're talking about. All right, here we go. Normalize, music video, Jelly Haha. All right, that was Normalize, by Jelly Haha. Man, that music video was starting to borderline on that weird nonsense, and then it just got so good right in the middle. With the fucking, I don't know, whatever the clown outfit or whatever that she's wearing opens up and it like a snatch into another dimension. And
the tentacy.
Yeah. The dementia-cy. All right. it fucking opens up and just her jelly vagina becomes her gel-gina becomes another portal to a dimension that hypnotizes everyone. And they all like, oh, what the fuck? And then they all go in and they all just enter the Jellyverse or whatever, which is apparently inside of her.
The bounce house fucking thing.
Yeah.
I actually haven't watched all the music videos, but now that I've seen this this specific video, and I wonder if all of them lead to each other or there's like this weird loop that happens.
Oh, yeah, there probably is.
I haven't checked. I've only checked out Bounce House and this one, but overall, what'd you think of the song itself and the music video?
The song was great. Like I said, at the beginning, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, geez, here we go with some nonsense. And then it turned into something amazing. So it's like, all right, cool. I get it. We had to do the bullshit lead up to it, and then you could show me the dimension ussy. All right, like,
dude. Oddly enough, it kind of like, now watching in hindsight, I think there's like a Kirby boss in one of the Kirby games. There's like this interdimensional like demon thing. I forgot the boss's name, but it makes me think that it's not just that Jelly Haha is like an alien. I think she actually might be.
She's an interdimensional being.
Like. Yeah, some weird shit. But I don't actually know what the lyrics are saying. I just know that it says get up and do it again.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a double meaning on that, that these people managed to capture this interdimensional being, the Jelly Company or whatever, and they've been experimenting on her. And in the sense that get up and do it again, like within the chorus, mm-hmm. is saying that, oh, let's run the experiments again and see like how much we can find out. And now she's running the experiment on them by having them come to the
Jellyverse. To be clear, the Jelly Company is a front for the CIA. Okay, there is no, I mean, there's no coincidence that it's called the Jelly Company, and they also refer to the CIA as the company. Okay, like I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, it's entirely possible. I think it's just a further engraving within my own mind that just like the way this specific project was presented with the help of some of the people that we've mentioned previously, which is the director Dave Gattell, who also works with Gingeru, and Taylor Nicholson, the set producer, and the number of people that are involved in the project to make it look as good as it should. This thing kind of like solidified this is capable of being on television. This thing, like exactly what they did here, that thing can be replicated on like Jimmy Kimmel or fucking Jimmy Fallon, like easily. Like I could see that not only on television, but as we've said before, I could see it on Coachella, and this project can scale to a gigantic level, to the point that, and I don't just mean that figuratively, but the number of people that could be involved within this project to make it as grand as it can be, to sell tickets and to get this thing to all the major music festivals, like this thing is just, it just keeps hitting all the right marks for me, dude. Like,
yeah.
And
dude, again, this just further what she is capable of.
Yeah.
As Jelly Haha. Those motherfuckers at that other label really did her dirty, man, as Angel Abaya, because they fucked her bad. Like, they didn't do anything near the level of awesome that this was. And if this shit was hidden inside of her the whole time and they couldn't pull it out, they deserve to miss out on the Jelly Haha train of money that's about to come in.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the money coming in, man, now we're going to transition over to the news, which is that I think at the same time that the single was dropped, which was probably like
this one.
Yeah. 9 p.m. So that was like Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Wednesday, I believe that it happened, or I forgot what day it was, but around that time, because I didn't get to see it like refresh the page as the fucking thing, because nobody there's no way I could have imagined like this could have happened. So within the teaser for Normalize, there was this fucking management group, and I've talked about this on the part one episode, but there was a management group called Loyalty Management, as in loyal, not spelled appropriately, but like loyal and then the letter T, management group. Mm-hmm. So like, I haven't seen a management group like say anything, like they're chasing after, like I haven't seen anybody come out of the hedges, so to speak, or come out to the forefront. So then I looked them up, and I go on the website and I find out some real interesting shit. I don't really care about the other artists. There's only one artist that means anything to me, and it's Magdalena Bay. Magdalena Bay is one of the artists that is managed by Loyalty Management. And now they add another synth pop artist, which is Jelly Haha. And from what I can see, as far as some of the information provided, she has booking from one of the largest booking agencies or talent agencies in the game, dude. It is not Wasserman like I thought it was. Because I thought it would have. My impression was that if she was going to be able to tour with like bands like Magdalena Bay, she would have signed with Wasserman.
but she has the same management. I still think it could still happen, but the company, or rather the booking agency that she ended up with, is United Talent Agency, which is like probably one of the biggest booking agencies out there, if not like top two or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's her booking, and her PR is some PR agency called AnotherSide.net, or rather AnotherSide PR, but their website is AnotherSide.net. But they have everything for her to, I guess, propel her into the forefront of the music world. And for her to sign with the United Talent Agency, dude, I think it just... All the things that we've said previously about what we think about the project, that it's going to be on television, it's going to be on every major music festival. Well, the United Talent Agency is going to be the motherfuckers that do it. And her management, of course, is also going to be on the front lines, helping her get to where they think she can be and where it needs to be. And I'm going to throw out a not so far-fetched thought here, a prediction that we will see Jelly Haha and Magdalena Bay in some type of event. I don't know if it's going to be a full length tour, or maybe Jelly Haha is on for a couple dates, but I can definitely see, now that we know that she's under the same management, that we could get Jelly Haha as an opener for Magdalena Bay. I think that's Tony Khan levels of book it, dude.
Oh shit, yeah, book it, son.
Yeah,
that is 1,000%. And yet, like, I don't know how it really works in this shit with the booking and the management or whatever different. But like, if you're under the same manager, they're gonna make it happen.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter what to, because all they gotta do is go to the booking and be like, "Yo, listen,
we gotta make this happen.
We got this has to happen." The booking's gonna go, "Oh yeah, let's do it."
And I think
it's book it.
Yeah, book it. And I think that's just further going to launch her career, because this not only is Jelly Haha and Magdalena Bay both cool projects, they're kind of in the same music genre, and they even kind of have the same fucking feel.
Yeah.
So it's an easy sell for a ticket. I think a lot of people are going to be flabbergasted to see this. Like, I think they're actually going to upstage Magdalena Bay at their own show.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, I think that Magdalena Bay better watch their ass.
Yeah, they better.
Because they're about to get booted off of everything.
Yeah.
In favor of Jelly
Haha. New hotness.
Yeah.
The new hotness. But that concludes the episode. And that was part two of the latest single from Jelly Haha. And the next time you'll see us is potentially for Jelly Haha's debut album, Switcheroo.
In what, 10 days? 10, 11 days, something like that?
Yeah, unless another single comes out, which is entirely possible.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But for as far as we know, the next time you'll see us is for the debut album, and hopefully you'll be there with us to listen along and also talk about the music.
All this does, though, too, on a selfish note, is just confirm that we will never, ever get to fucking talk to Jelly Haha or have any involvement whatsoever.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fine, though. Because I hope she does well.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe one day.
It's absolute zero now. Once she takes off, it's fucking Jover, dude.
It's Jover for us. We're never going to be. But like I said, we're going to be in the search results.
Yeah.
And so maybe we'll get some sort of abject benefit.
All I have to say is that when it comes to the subject of this artist, man, we have reaped some real fucking benefits.
Oh, we really have already.
But it's not because we were like thinking, oh, fuck yeah, we're going to coattail ride this.
No, this is just cool.
Like, we genuinely thought it was cool from the fucking beginning when.
Yeah.
I mean, you go listen to the first episode.
Day one. It's just me.
Yeah, this podcast puts the fucking one in day one for sure.
True story.
So anyways, thanks for watching, and we'll catch you all next time.